It is time now to introduce the first type of contract which can be derived from an underlying, such as a share, the forward and future contract. In fact, it is the simplest form of a derivative, where two parties simply agree to exchange on a future delivery date an underlying asset for a fixed delivery price. For example, we could agree that you buy from me a barrel of oil for $25 at the end of the year. In this case, you take a long position and make a profit if the crude price exceeds the delivery price on December 31st. For example, if the price at the end of the year is as high as 30, you will make a profit of 5 for this contract. I will take a short position and I will make a profit if the spot price drops below the delivery price. For example, if it drops down to 20, I will make a profit of 5. Figure 1 shows what is the terminal value of a long contract and is simply given by the difference between the spot and the delivery price. And this terminal value is exactly opposite the value of a short contract. Now, the delivery price, when the contract is written, is generally well chosen so as to prevent to exchange unnecessary money between the two parties. And therefore, the delivery price is generally chosen to be equal to the forward price, which by definition makes the contract worthless. So what is the value of a forward price? You can calculate it by setting up a portfolio where you trade a contract with a promise to sell, so you have a short forward contract in one hand, and you borrow money from the central bank to buy the underlying. Having the underlying ready in your hands to satisfy your contract, in fact, all the terms can be satisfied simply by paying the loan to the central bank. Now, if in addition you sell the underlying, you can cancel the positive and negative holdings in the underlying, and you will see that the forward price is equal to the underlying value which you discount in time until the delivery date. This works, of course, if the interest rates are fixed and don't have any stochastic variation in time. What is the maximum losses which could occur in a long position? Well, if the spot price drops to zero, the long position still will have to buy the underlying for the delivery price agreed upon, and therefore it is equal to the delivery price. On the short contract side, however, if the spot price becomes extremely large, then in principle you can make arbitrarily large losses. So a short position carries, in principle, very large risks. Now, to protect both sides, both parties in a forward contract, usually the contracts are standardized, both in delivery dates and delivery prices, and also, in fact, in the goods which are traded, and are then called future contracts. The futures are then evaluated every day, with margin payments made across between the two parties to simply reflect the up-to-date situation of the evolution of the underlying spot price. These payments are made to a clearinghouse gradually over the entire lifetime of the contract. Therefore, both parties need to be member of a clearinghouse and usually are relatively large financial institutions. In this way, there is relatively little risk that one of the parties will not be able anymore to satisfy the contract and therefore will not default on it. It is relatively cumbersome, however, to be obliged to be a member of the clearinghouse and to open the possibility of derivatives to smaller investors. Large financial institutions started the idea of creating a contract which gives its holder a right and no obligation at all. Therefore, they call that an option. So if you now buy an option to buy the oil for $25, you will use that option only if this is an advantage for you. Now, of course, if I am the writer of the option, I still have an obligation towards you. In fact, I have only an obligation. And therefore, the writer of an option will still have to be a member of a clearinghouse and is usually a large financial institution.